Have a major announcement right now. So the whole month is White History Month. From now on, happy White History Month.
It's White History Month. I'm gonna celebrate with my friends. It's White History Month. So be sure to tell everyone that we'll always be different months to celebrate. This month's gonna be White History.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and welcome to the show. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5377. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse, my biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy. The biblical question, why are you dismayed by others? Why are you dismayed by others? Why are you dismayed by others? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're busy, you know, you're not able to sit and watch the show because you out and about, you're not home, you're not able to sit and watch it. And you say, you know what, I'm going to podcast later. And you can podcast the show, but you can be listening no matter where you are and what you're doing by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. All right. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And Manhood Hour is coming up in the third hour today. Every Wednesday is Manhood.
Amazing!
Okay, I would talk to Haken here. It's a spiritual battle, folks, a warfare between good and evil, right versus wrong. You know, I was focused or reflecting yesterday. We taped after the JCLP show. We taped some brand new episodes of the Fallen State, of the FallenState.tv, FallenState.tv. Of the FallenState.tv. And I'm distracted right now. What the? And one thing I realized, and it seems, though I have not talked to all, I have not spoken to all, but it seems that all Christians, well, they do believe the same thing for the most part. It may vary in different parts, but it seems that all Christians love and don't even want to imagine or believe or even think for a moment. But they love accepting the fact or believing it that they are sinners. I mean, they're stuck on that. And I understand because that's what everybody's been taught. But they're stuck on it. And they're stuck on the fact that it's going to always be that way. And they're stuck on the fact that the fact, knowing that, to even hear that all your sins have been washed away, all of your sins have been washed away, is unacceptable. They won't accept that. Because even if they say, yeah, I know Jesus said it, some of them say that, but yet they still believe that they're sinners. And I'm saying to them, well, if the one that saved you from sin says that all your sins have been washed away and you're free from them, why do you still believe that you're a sinner? Why do you want to believe that? And they literally want to believe that. That's my, it's interesting. I want to use the word mind-blowing, but I can't, because it's interesting and I understand why they say that, and they don't want to, there's no way they don't want to believe differently at all. They don't want to see the truth of that. They love that. They love that. And I didn't know the depths of that until recently, over the last years or so, how they want to believe that. And ain't nothing going to change their mind, because their preacher told them, if they're a Catholic, they said that the mass preacher told them at mass, or I guess the Pope or whomever been teaching on Sundays at the Catholic church. And then at the Christian churches, it's all the same. And the fact that Christ said, all of your sins have been washed away, you have been forgiven, that doesn't ring a bell at all. And I'm like, what the? It doesn't ring a bell. And they'll fight you on it. And that's why you never can convince a person in their misery, unless they want out of the misery. You can never convince a person in their misery that they are in misery. It's in hell and it's an illusion. You can't get them to believe that, because they love their misery. And so they will fight you on trying to show them, hey, this is not true. You are free. Why don't you start living and thinking and living freely? But they all believe it. They're stuck on that. They love it. You can't tell them it ain't true. Also, they call the Ten Commandments. I noticed that most Christians, no. But most Christians call the Ten Commandments sins. Though Christ never called it sin. But most Christians call the Ten Commandments sin. Isn't that amazing? I'm like, why do you call it the Ten Commandments? That was the Ten Commandments. You would be able to keep those Ten Commandments once you overcome the fallen state, overcome the anger of the heart, the judgment, the playing God of the heart. No, uh-uh. It's so interesting to me. And I asked nearly all now, not all, but I try to ask. I don't remember to ask all. And they all say the same thing. And you can't convince them otherwise. People love their misery. They love their hell. And interesting thing about God and his son Jesus and the teacher, the Holy Spirit, they'll just leave you right in your hell. Isn't that funny? I mean, I don't know how funny it is. It just seemed funny to me. How human beings think they got to save you from your hell. Oh, God, I feel so bad for my family members. I feel so bad for my friends. Oh, I want them to suffer. I want them to be saved. Like, what the? And whereas the ones that have already saved you from it, they'll just leave you right in it. And you playing God by worrying about and pretending to care. What a mess! The devil has played a total mess on us. Really, all of us. Only a few waking up from only a few. And then, as I said, some get on the path, but it's too hard. They get off. Or they allow the others who have already gotten off the path or got mad at the teacher or whatever, they allow them to convince them to get off too. And they get off. What a mess! So, you've heard me, and then I'm going to get to your calls and super chats here. You heard me talk about the Wicked Witch of the West, right? With the low IQ, Maxine. Maxine Water, war. And known to most of the blacks, not all, but most, they call her Auntie Maxine now. They love bad aunties and bad mamas and bad big mamas. So Maxine Waters, according to this report from CNN, Maxine Waters was in an interview, doing an interview there on CNN. And, Maxine was trying to get her hair fixed up. I was like, is that a wig or what? What the? Maxine is trying to fix her hair. Maxine, you're supposed to have, I guess it was so early, I don't know if this interview happened last night or this morning, but maybe it was so early, too early to get her hair in the right way. What the? But she is a mess with this hair deal. What's up with the hair? Maxine Waters, so-called Representative Maxine Waters, adjusted her hair for 25 seconds on the air during a female host question. And this is from CNN. I don't know what via somebody. What's that about? I'm sorry? Oh, so could we just get it from CNN? Do we need to mention that, too? I'm sorry? You can, or do we need to? Oh, okay. So I got it now. I'm listening to my ear here. CNN via Grant Price. Watch this soundbite.
voters, they've seen President Biden. They've lived through his presidency. They've also seen former President Trump. They've lived through his presidency.
No,
they've heard these arguments about democracy, about the fate of the election. And yet, Trump is not only winning, but winning increasingly by a larger margin. So what is the plan among Democrats to change that trajectory? It sounds like you're talking about saying and doing all the same things, but do you believe that something needs to change?
I think we need to keep working.
I need a mirror. I don't know what she said. I'm looking at my hair. About to fall off. What the?
What the?
The Wicked Witch of the West. It's interesting is that the blacks in South Central L.A. and wherever other part of the district vaccine so-called runs represent, that Maxine Waters Lord, this is a mess. I need a mirror. This ain't the feel like about to fall off. But anyway, it's interesting to me that Maxine Waters have represented the blacks over there in South Central L.A. and whatever part of the South Central over there that she represents. And forever, ever since I've been there, it seems. I don't know when she got in, but it looked like she's been there ever since I've been in California. And I've been here since 1968. And so she got in 1991, I'm told, by Hake. I don't know where he got that from, but Hake said it. So if you yell at Hake. That's according to Wikipedia. And Maxine Waters has not done one thing good for South Central at all. Zero. Zero. And she promised at a town hall once that I was there, so I heard it. The Republicans want to take away y'all, projects, but I'm not going to let them do it. And she named Jordan Downey and all those different projects over there where the blacks are stacked on, up in. And she said, I'm not going to let the Republicans take them away from you. And not only am I not going to let the Republicans take away your project meaning government homes, apartments. And not only am I not going to let the Republicans take them away from you, I'm going to build some new ones for you, too. I'm going to give you some new of those places. And they applauded and praised the Lord. It was at a church. It was being held at Crenshaw Christian Center there. And they applauded and praised the Lord. Thank you for the project. And she lived in a million-dollar home. $3 to $4 million home, somewhere in that range, according to the reports. And she promised them more project, and they applauded. They applauded. They were happy. I guess because they free or little or no rent you have to pay, they applauded. The men and the women, black. What's wrong with the blacks? They applauded. And I was stunned. I couldn't believe I'm looking at this. I'm thinking, what the? Maxine and her family living high on the hog. But she promised the black people who voted for her, you're going to stay in the project. Don't worry. We got some new ones for you. What a sad way to live, huh? It's no wonder they have no hope. And I don't blame Maxine Waters because these are grown people, grown men and women, adults, applauding and praising God for more projects. And Maxine Waters is wrong for that. I understand that. She's using them for her personal gain. But I can't blame them. They let her do it. They want it. Grown people. And then they blame the white man. They have someone to blame, so still they're taking it off themselves by blaming the white man. They call the white man superior. White supremacy. The blacks don't believe. They truly believe. It's funny. The blacks truly believe that white people are superior to them. And then there are whites who truly believe that the Jews are superior to them. They're going after the Jews and blaming the Jews in the same manner that the blacks are blaming the whites, because they believe that the Jews are superior to them. And listen to their complaint. The Jews own everything. The Jews control this and the Jews control that. Doesn't that sound like hopelessness, helplessness, and blaming somebody else that you can't do it? It's a big old world. If the Jews control this, why don't you go and start your own and control that? If the whites control this or that, why don't you go and start your own thing? You can do it too. If you want to do it. But victims are always blaming. It's a sign of being lost, too. It's a sign of being angry and lost. And somebody blaming somebody, and somebody blaming everybody. Lost, weak people blame others. And it's pathetic, because this is a big old country and a big old world. There's a lot of room. You can do your own thing. And that way you don't... And she can't about hold you back. I remember during the so-called civil rights movement, the worst thing that ever happened to the blacks, by the way, the so-called civil rights, because there's no such thing as civil rights. When they started that movement and the blacks followed Martin Luther King and other right into the cafes of white people, and they were their own businesses, white cafes and white whatever else, buses and everything, and they follow Martin Luther King and Jesse Jackson and other right into white people businesses, private businesses that they got up every morning, and through sweat and tears, they went and built their own restaurant or whatever they have. And they're like, you got to serve me. You got to serve me coffee. You got to serve me this. I'm like, and then the older black people said, they don't have to serve you. That's their business. They can do what they want. Suppose they spin in it. You try to force yourself on these people. And my grandparents used to tell her, don't go down there, all that mess. These people have a right to do what they want with their own business. And if somebody don't want you at their house, you don't have a right to be mad that someone else don't want you in their home. You say, oh, okay, see you later. They have a right to it, and you're wrong for being mad. But the blacks imposed themselves, and then the whites ran. And they've been running ever since. And they ain't running for Jesus. They're running from the blacks. What a sad human beings that human nature is evil. Human beings are evil. And you must be born again. If you want to overcome that, you can overcome it. And you can be free right here on earth. You don't have to wait to die. Or you should stay in your misery. You're already in hell, right? Already in Haiti. You're in hell already. Anyone that has anger, suicidal thoughts, depression, loneliness, looking for love, need some type of approval, look for somebody to be friends with, blaming others, whatever, right? You're living in Haiti already, in hell. Don't worry about going to hell. You're already in hell. You have to figure out how to overcome hell. But you're already there. You ain't got to wait until you die to go to hell. You already live in hell. You're miserable. And a pathetic person. It doesn't have to be that way, though. It's up to you. But most people have chosen hell over heaven. They don't want a way out. What do you mean a way out? Are you telling me that all I got to do is watch what's happening in me and everything and work itself out? Yes. No, that's too that. I ain't got time for that. That's too simple. I need something difficult, they say. So do you do the silent prayer? No. Oh, Lord. They love their misery. Leave people in their hell and don't be mad at them for wanting to be in their hell. They have a right. And hell is on earth inside of human beings. And heaven is on earth inside of those who've overcome the hell, which are far and few. Far and few. Way more in hell than it is out of hell, because most people love their hell. But anyway, what the? And speaking of this this thing that's going on with Joe Biden, I'm not sure if the, I may ask one of my experts later today, but I'm not sure if the Republican media and so-called representatives and others, I can't tell if they want Joe Biden to stay in office or they want him out of office. Because they talk about it more than the liberal media does. The liberal media and the Democratic Party are fighting over whether Joe Biden have to go or not, right? Oh, they saw Joe Biden the other night, and they were like, what the? But they already knew that about Joe Biden. We saw it, you saw it, everybody else saw it, and they were pretending not to see it. And now all of a sudden they pretend to see it, and they want Joe Biden out. But the the conservative media and conservative, the so-called Republican representative, I can't tell if they for it or against it. That's all they ever talk about. That's all you can get, for the most part, is that. And they're saying the same thing over and over and over again. So I don't know if they want him out or in. But the one thing I do know, this woman, his wife, Joe Biden's wife, Jill Biden, this is from The View. Here is the Jill Biden on The View, Joe Biden's wife, before the debate, praising Joe on his physical and mental health. Watch this.
And they go after Joe.
Well, you know, I don't, this election is not about age, because like you're saying, I mean, Donald Trump's going to be, what, 78?
78, yeah.
And
yeah.
Joe's 81. They're basically the same
right.
age.
Right.
So, but it's about character. This election is about character.
Yep.
So you have two choices. You have my husband, Joe, who you all know, who has integrity. He's strong. He's steady. He's a leader. He's smart. He's energetic. Or you have chaos.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yes.
Or
you have chaos.
Right.
Yes. Amazing, right? Well, the one thing that she was right about, she wasn't right about any of that, but the one thing that she was right about is when she said, this is from The View, when Jill, here's where Jill said, it will be clear who people should vote for after this debate. Watch this. After this break. Right after the break. And then I'll take your phone call. And Super Jets, back in a moment. 888-77-JESSE. Books that are amazing. highly recommend you get them. 7 guaranteed steps to spiritual, family, and financial success. Guy, even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They're using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. Happy White History Month. July is White History Month. Isn't that amazing? 888-775-3773. And don't forget, you still can order your White History Month t-shirts. And they are amazing. You'll be able to wear them every year because White History Month is going to grow and grow and grow. And we're going to add and add and add. We're going to keep it going, come hell or high water. And then eventually, most white people will not be afraid to celebrate White History Month. So go to JulyFeelsWhite.com, JulyFeelsWhite.com, or RebuildingTheMan.com/store. Order your shirts and buy them for your friends and everybody. All right? And for personal shout-outs, go to Cameo, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, and I'll do them myself. Birthday shout-outs, weddings, anniversaries, whatever. Congratulations. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. So you heard Joe Biden's wife, saying that Joe is character, he's everything beautiful, and that Trump is chaos. Amazing, right? Like, we don't know that the only thing Joe Biden and this administration have been dishing out for the last nearly 4 years now is chaos. Remember Afghanistan, the borders, the races fighting one another, no cops, no more, all everything wrong. But the one thing Jill Biden was right about while on The View there, and this is from The View, she was right about this one. Here is where Jill said it would be clear who people should vote for after the debate. Watch this.
And, you know, I think the American people deserve a debate because you need to see your choices. You need to see Trump and you need to see the president and you need to see the differences. And my husband's, and you're going to see how smart he is and the experience he has. And then you'll see somebody who, like you're saying, I'm going to use Joy's words, can't put a sentence together. Right. And everything is beautiful and it's wonderful.
Tremendous.
Bigly.
Tremendous.
Yeah, people sitting there lying.
I think you deserve, the American people deserve to see the two men who are running for this office, because your choice is going to be clear.
Yeah.
Well,
well, she wasn't lying about that. We saw it. And the choice is clear. It's clear. The great white hope. and now the Democrats are fighting with one another. They cry, they run in, they don't know what they're going to do. They're like, what the? She said, Trump can't put the word together. I'm just like, what's the name just said? Trump can't put words together. Like, what the? Joe Biden is the one falling upstairs and act like he forget during the talk what to say and all that. But anyway, that's what we're dealing with. That's human heart. And amazing. 888-7753. It's going to be interesting. 53773. It's going to be interesting to see the outcome in November of this year. Who's going to get it? I always have a wait-and-see attitude. So I'm waiting to see. I am waiting to see what happens on the morning, on the night of, is it November 3rd when they had the election? I think November 3rd. I may be a little wrong off there. But I'm waiting to see. And that way I'm not let down either way. November 5th. Thank you. And that way I'm not let down either way. Have a wait and see about all things. All things. Have a wait and see. And why rush? November 5th is not here. All the excitement around it is happening, but don't be falling for the excitement. Emotions are not necessary. Let me go to Patrick out of Denmark. Patrick, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse, how are you doing?
All is well. How are you?
I'm quite well. Currently, I am doing very well. Yesterday, I was on the Joel Friday show.
You were on there?
Yes, I was on there.
You was his guest?
It was great. Yes, I called in to talk about what had happened to me.
Oh, but you wasn't his guest, right?
Oh, no.
Oh, you called into the show. I got you. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's all. So today I want to do basically the same. I'd like to warn everyone listening to the show currently.
You want to do what now?
I'd like to warn the people on here about the spirit of the Antichrist.
Warn them about this. And who is the Antichrist?
The Antichrist, that is Jesus Christ proclaiming to be God. That is Satan.
So who is the Antichrist?
So the Antichrist, that is Satan, who is, how to say it? It's Satan, basically.
Oh.
The spirit of Satan. Spirit of Satan. Working through people, yes.
Oh, okay. Is he working through you?
I'd like to testify that he has been working through me.
And how was he working through you?
He caused me to worship myself.
He did what now?
He caused me to worship myself and to worship him.
And how did he cause you to do that?
By causing me to believe that he has a name.
He does have a name.
He made me believe that.
His name is Satan.
Yes, but I believed that God's name, that God, the true God, the Almighty, that he had a name. And this is how he tricked me, you see. I believed lies, and that's
so
it.
So Satan made you, according to you, Satan made you believe. Satan made you believe that. Satan made you believe that. What did he make you believe?
He made me a slave to his lie, Jesse.
What is it that he made you believe?
He made me believe that if I don't follow his instructions, we will all receive the mark of the beast.
He made you believe that if you, Patrick, don't follow his instructions, you're going to receive the mark of the beast?
Yes, sir. That's exactly what I believe.
And what is the mark of the beast?
The mark of the beast, if you ask me, that means eternal slavery to the ways of the world.
And did you receive it?
And I never received it.
Why not?
I was enslaved to...
Why you didn't receive it? Why didn't you receive it if you believed it? Why didn't you receive it?
Because the lie was that if I don't follow the instructions, and I did my best to follow the instructions, I believed it was from God.
So right? Why didn't you receive... Did you receive the mark of the beast?
I never received any mark of the beast.
Why not?
But I was fearful.
Why didn't you receive it?
Because I don't know why I didn't receive it. I believe I followed these instructions.
Patrick.
That it was not going
Patrick,
to happen.
Patrick.
Yes.
You need to calm down and come out of your imagination. You're living in your imagination, and you need to relax. And if you want to overcome this stuff, and just watch those thoughts and not communicate with them. Don't do anything they tell you to do. Don't believe them. So that you can stop tripping out. Why don't you just relax? Why don't you just relax and stop believing the lies in your head?
Well, I'll say like this. I was following your silent prayer.
Right. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Why don't you just relax and stop believing those illusions, those thoughts about yourself and about Satan and everybody and everything? What is preventing you from just relax? Why you keep getting caught up in them?
So right now I am back in the loving arms of God, the Almighty.
Why is it that you keep getting caught up with them? And just now you said you're back in the loving arm of God, right?
Yes, now I am.
That's not true. That's just another thought. Satan is now telling you that you're back in the loving arms of God, and that's not true. Why do you keep believing him?
I don't know. I am very sure. I feel in my heart. I have no doubt that God is on my side.
No, no, you don't know that at all. Those are just thoughts and words. Because next week, you'll be back in the loving arms of Satan again. Or you'll be believing some other lie. When you're back in the quote-unquote loving arms of God, there'll be no words to that. You won't be able to say that.
Well,
so why are you believing the devil about you're out of the loving arms of God or you're back into the loving arms of God? Satan is feeding you all those things both ways. Why are you believing the thoughts? I really want to know, why do you keep believing the thoughts?
There was actually an incident that...
Why do you keep believing the thoughts, well, Patrick?
I saw it was a miracle. What I experienced
Patrick,
was a miracle.
Patrick,
yes.
You have not received a miracle either. Why do you keep believing thoughts? You're not answering that for me.
I didn't hear any thought. I heard a real voice.
No, you didn't. That real voice was the voice of the devil.
Yes, that was the spirit of Antichrist.
And so why do you keep believing him?
And I would never keep believing that, but...
But you do. He told you now you're in the loving arms of God. No, you're not. But you believe that, right? Right now you believe you're in the loving arms of God, right?
Okay. I probably don't know that. I think you're right about that.
And then prior to that, you believe that the Antichrist was... After you and try to make you put on the Antichrist thing, don't you see how you believe in nothing but lies and it has nothing to do with God at all?
Well, I'll say that much. I did recognize that it was definitely not God, it was the Antichrist.
But don't even be calling him Antichrist. You don't know what you're talking about when you say that. That's just some more lies you made up in your head. Why not just...
Oh, I have to disagree.
Why not just relax and watch and drop all the dumb stuff?
I agree with that completely.
And so you can't be warning somebody about anything when you're in darkness yourself. How a person in darkness going to warn somebody else? That doesn't make sense. Saint got you doing the warning.
Have you ever been sleep deprived? Just if I may ask.
Patrick, Saint have you doing the warning. Do you understand that? Saint said, okay, go out there and warn everybody. And you think that God's telling you that, but that's coming straight out of hell. Just be quiet.
That's on my own account.
Just be quiet and live a quiet life. Stop trying to teach. Stop trying to warn. And let just live a quiet life and be an example, and you'll be fine.
Okay, I think Jesus, he did warn us about that.
All right, thank you, Patrick. I got to run about it. 888, but thank you, Patrick. You're nice. 888-7753-773. Super chat.
Super chats.
Patrick's trying to warn somebody. He's busy trying to warn. That Satan got you warning somebody, man. What's up? Really? And this, it's like the time you went in there and called the people the N-word. You still listen to the devil, Patrick. Be quiet. That ain't God got you warning nobody. It's still the devil. You listen to thoughts that don't know. And stop doing it before Satan drives you nuts. Okay.
Over on. I still don't hear myself. Do you hear me? Uh-uh. Testing.
I hear you, but way over there.
Yeah, I don't hear it.
I don't hear it in my headset.
It's not receiving at all. Oh, no.
What you doing over there?
Testing.
Where I need you over here.
Testing.
Let me go to some call while they're working on that.
Okay.
Let me go to Pope out of Tay James off the screen, too. Let me go to Pope out of Georgia. Pope, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All is well. Thank you for calling.
No problem. Hey, I talked to you last week. I told you minor details about my mom and dad separating.
Okay.
It was where my dad is 73. They've been married for about 33 years. And we're about half sure my mama ended up running around on him.
Uh-huh.
Remember that?
I do. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I figured I'd go into a little more detail since I ain't calling it tail end of the show. But
okay.
As far as her running around, I think the only detail we don't know is who is with, but there's enough details there to say it's more likely than not she'd been running around.
Okay. Running around meaning she cheated with another man?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But we didn't know she wasn't staying at home. She would be gone all night, say she was here or there, but probably not. Taking some personal items with her that, you would only take with you if you were planning on staying in somebody else's bed, I guess you'd say. So anyway, then that all comes out. Then Father's Day, she just ups and leaves and doesn't call anybody, doesn't say nothing. She's just gone for an entire week. And my parents have been going to therapy, and a lot of stuff had been going on where I told my dad, you might as well just quit going to therapy, because if she's going in there and just lying, it's not doing any good. You know, but a lot of arguing, lots of things like that. Then a week later, so she left on Father's Day that Sunday. Following Sunday, my dad checks the mail and finds out that the bank account that they share, he got a statement for it, and she had just withdrawn half the money out of that account the Thursday prior to her leaving. So now everybody's on board of, okay, she's planning on leaving. She's planning on dividing everything, taking her share, and go. Well, she talked to a sister of mine, and my sister pretty well told her, you're in the wrong here. We don't even know. You've been lying and mistreating our dad. What are you talking about? Because she's trying to put the blame on everybody but herself is what she's doing.
And so what's your question for me about, how old are you?
Oh, I'm 30.
Oh, okay, what's your question for me about it?
Well, the question is, I guess, what do I need to do in this situation? Well, I think I told you last week about how I had thought about taking your advice of forgiving my mother and everything, and how does this whole situation kind of play into all that?
So you haven't gotten it for giving your mother for turning you away from your father?
No, I have not.
And why not?
So I was coming to the conclusion of, you know, I need to start that conversation sometime in the near future. And now with all this going on, and man, it's a pretty, pretty rough situation now.
Is it rough for you?
So after I talked with you last week, it's not super rough because I'm kind of letting them work their things out.
Is it rough for you, period, what your father and mother going through together?
No, it's not necessarily rough on me. I mean, I hate to see my dad be put all through this. But
why? Why do you hate to see it?
Well, when 73 years old, you kind of got some sympathy on the old man, you know what I mean?
No. Why are you hating to see it? That's your father and not you. And your father loved what he's going through. That's why he's going through it. Why are you involved and why are you hating to see it?
Well, I guess just a natural, I guess my emotions get the best of me, I guess.
And emotions are not natural. Emotions are right. Evil.
Well, hopefully, I think what's going to happen is they're going to divide a few assets and my dad won't be left out on his butt.
But Paul, what you're not understanding, you a grown man living on your own, doing your own thing. You and your sisters and no one else should be involved in it at all. Your father and your mother love what they're doing to one another. They're fine with it, and you're in the way. Why not just leave it to them and you live your life? You work on and you just work on you, because your father and mother love their hell, and you're all involved in their hell. It's enough working on overcoming your own hell.
So, pretty sure that what's going to happen is my dad ain't going to stick around. He's trying to get out of it.
But why do you care?
Well, you got to look. Well, doesn't the Ten Commandments say honor thy father and mother?
Right, but you're not doing that because you're so busy being involved in their business. You're not honoring them by forgiving them.
Okay.
You haven't gone and forgiven your mother. You haven't forgiven your father. So you're not honoring them. You're busy, caught up in hell with them. Why don't you just let them do what they do? You work on overcoming your hell so you can be free.
Right. Well, that's what I've been doing the past week or so, and I think I told you that after describing the situation.
Come back to your phone. Stay with your phone. You're going in and out.
Okay.
So you haven't even gone and forgiven your mother, because until you forgive your mother, God cannot forgive you. And you haven't forgiven your mother and father. So you're in hell with them, and that's why you're involved in all their mess, because you love the thrill of what's happening too.
Well, yeah, I guess I see where you're coming from.
Do you really see it or you don't see it?
Well, I don't really see why I should be at least a little sympathetic and concerned about my dad, I guess.
Your dad is a grown man. Can you hold on for a minute?
Yeah.
Hold on for me. Let me take a break. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Quick break. Two more hours to go. Hate coming in with the hate news. I'll be back.
I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father. And I returned to my father. And through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. and donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, July 10th, AD 2024. Hang tight, callers. There is one line open. JLP will be right back to your calls. But first, Hake News, Not Fake News. You can call in during Hake News, Not Fake News. 1-888-775-3773. It is free via Skype, even from overseas. You can always go to jesseleepeterson.com/show to get the info and the links and the phone numbers, including even the listen line. There's more airplane problems. I'll tell you about that maybe in this next hour. NATO summit, blah, blah, blah. 2024 race, boring, at least at this point, at least from the Democrat side. And Hurricane Beryl aftermath. There's still no power nor AC in many parts of Texas. Some of our listeners and callers suffering without AC. It's hot over there, too, in Texas. And Meta is clamping down on hate speech. Can't use the word Zionist in combination with anti-Semitic tropes. What a mess. According to Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, close calls on airport runways this year have alarmed the flying public and aviation experts. This week, Monday, United Airlines plane lost a wheel during takeoff from the Los Angeles International Airport, LAX, while two planes in upstate New York, Syracuse, at an international airport up there, almost used the same runway, spurring an investigation. It is wild out there. Be careful. Both the public and experts, very concerned. And that NATO summit, crooked Joe Biden hosting global leaders, so-called leaders, in Washington, D.C., the swamp itself, at the annual NATO summit. What is it, the 75 years of NATO, something like that? A gathering designed to show united front on supposedly key issues. Biden on Tuesday, he announced plans to supply new air defenses to Ukraine in his opening speech, providing much-needed support for the country at a critical juncture in its defense against Russia's invasion. On the sidelines of the summit, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, not a Christian, he urged international leaders to aid his war-torn country promptly. Everyone is waiting for November, including Russian President Vladimir Putin, so said Zelensky. As a potential second our greatest president, Donald J. Trump presidency remains top of mind for the United States' allies and adversaries. And the 2024 race, speaking of that, Senate and House Democrats Tuesday, they met to discuss crooked Joe Biden's 2024 campaign amid a chorus of voices calling on him to quit the race. Get out. You're too old and decrepit. They didn't say that exactly, necessarily. After the House meeting, several Democrats refused to say whether they supported keeping Biden in as the nominee. That's a sign of a lingering divide over his electoral viability. Senator Michael Bennett became the first Democrat senator to say publicly he doesn't believe Biden is capable of winning re-election, telling Commie Nonsense Network CNN that he fears that our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, could maybe win it by a landslide. Meanwhile, Trump is building suspense. I heard that there's seven House Democrats who are saying he should quit. Trump is building suspense around who will be his running mate as VP ahead of the Republican National Convention, RNC, which is happening next week, the end of July, or late July, mid-July, I don't know. Trump's search for a running mate has focused supposedly on three names, according to CNN. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, Lil Marco, and then Ohio Senator J.D. Vance. He seems like an okay guy. I'm not familiar with Doug Burgum. And what else is going on? Meta is clamping down on hate speech. They're going to remove posts containing the term Zionist when used in conjunction with anti-Semitic, all one word, no hyphen, tropes. So don't be using tropes or dehumanizing rhetoric. You can read how the platform is expanding their hate speech policies. It's a mess. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. Manhood Hour is coming up in the next hour. It is Wednesday. You can get involved. One line open at 888-777-5373-888-77-JESSE. My biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy. Why are you dismayed by others? Why are you dismayed by others? Why? Why? Why are you dismayed by others? An amazing question. You can listen to the show no matter where you are, what you're doing, at any time, really. You can podcast all the shows, but you can be listening live, working out, whatever you're doing, by calling the listen line at 605 on your iPhone or iPad, 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Puh. Puh. I want to go back to Pope out of Georgia, and he is trying to help his father, mother going through some stuff right now. Pope, you say your father is 74 years old?
73.
Is he handicapped or something?
No, sir. He's pretty able-bodied.
So why are you so involved in he and his wife's situation?
Well, because the big factor with that is if my mama turns too evil and tries to clean him out through a divorce and take half of his money and half of his retirement, he can't make it.
But he should be aware of that himself so that he can take care of himself with that.
What do you mean?
I mean, he needs to take care of it now that he knows that she's taking half of the money out of the bank, she's doing this. Why doesn't he get up and protect himself from her?
Right, so that's what...
No, that was a question.
What I was saying, that's kind of what he's been doing this week, is working with her and trying to what little bit of cards he holds, trying to get motivated to, let's go ahead, divide the assets and everything fairly so that he won't be, you know, completely cleaned out. He's working towards that. He is.
What I don't understand, why are you so involved in it?
Well, because if he was to get cleaned out and he doesn't, you know, at 73, being a blue-collar worker his whole life, he can't just jump back into doing blue-collar work at 73. He's going to need some help. And that's where me and my family is going to have to step in.
And does he know that already?
Yeah, I've told him already that if worst case comes, worst scenario happens, me and mine will help take care of you.
But why are you setting him up for this quote-unquote worst case when that's not the case? And by you setting him up, saying, well, don't worry about it, if that happens, we'll take care of you, that's causing him not to want to take care of himself and handle his own business. It's like the welfare. Welfare tell you, don't, you know what, you don't get a job, don't worry about it, we got you. And so people find that out, and they won't go look for a job because they know the welfare got them, and you're doing the same thing with your father.
Well, I think that's kind of against his character. When I told him that, he was pretty upset.
That you would take care of him?
Well, I think it's a little more embarrassing for him to have his son and daughters taking care of him.
Good.
You know what I mean? Especially the way around.
So why don't you get out of it and stop offering him all that stuff? He's not that kind of a guy. Why not let him? Your father's 73. He made it this far. He's taking care of himself. Why are you being the mama to him? Why don't you just work on your life?
I guess just to...
Because your fears of what's going to happen is in your mind, not his mind, but your mind. And because you have these fears that he might end up like this, you're all in the way.
Right. I get it.
You get what?
That I'm all in the way.
So why don't you get out of his way?
Well, that's kind of been the idea since I talked to you last week, was just keep my distance and let them sort things out on their own and see what happens.
And why don't you just do it?
That's what I told you. That's what I've been doing this whole past week. But I guess my main question is, even if my parents are working through this, how does my need to go and forgive my mother fit into all this?
Because if you want to enter into the kingdom of heaven, if you want a pure heart, you got to forgive. And your heart is about your heart and your life and about your life. And you got to forgive your mother and forgive your father for not protecting your farmer so God can forgive you. And then you will love your parents and all people in a perfect way. You still got to work on you.
Right. I'm totally sold on your idea. I know you're 100% right about forgiving my mother and father. But I guess what... concerning about this situation is so my sisters have already talked to her, and I don't think they're totally on board with this forgiving her thing like me and you are, but the conversations that my sister has had with her, they have not gone well, like not at all. Because I mean, I listened to the callers that you have where they say, oh, I went and forgave my mother, and she just, oh, it was terrible. She started throwing a fit and getting mad and ornery. And well, I Is there any way that I can do it without making her so mean and ornery that she does a 180 on my dad and takes it out on him, I guess.
But you still try to assume what's gonna happen, and you're still playing God. Your issue, your life is about your life, and you need to go and forgive your mother. However she acts, it's on her. It has nothing to do with you. You need to forgive her so God can bring you out of your hell.
Yeah,
however it happened with a sister and her and your father, that's on them. It has nothing to do with you.
Yeah, I understand.
You understand what?
That however they act or however they feel about me forgiving her, that's on
so
them.
Why are you asking, why are you concerned about that then? Well, how can I do this without her yelling at my daddy and my sister? Why that's even on your mind?
Well, I just don't want to be come in with good intentions and end up making her even more mean and ornery and evil.
But you can't make her be that way. She's already that way.
Well, can I ask you, what if I was to wait until their divorce is finalized? That way there's nothing that she can do against my dad.
Why are you still playing mama for your daddy?
Well, you got to look out for him a little bit.
How? Like I said, why? Why?
Well, it's like the Ten Commandments say, honor thy mother and father.
But that's not honoring your father. That's playing mama with your father.
Well,
that's not honoring your mother, nor is it honoring your father. You honor your parents by forgiving them and not being angry at them. Forgive them. And you're not doing that. You're trying to play mama with your daddy.
I guess I see it that way, but it seems a little, if she does get as evil and as ornery as she has been, she might make things a lot worse for my dad.
And what does that have to do with you?
Well, supposed to look out. I shouldn't be making things worse for my dad, should I?
How are you making things worse for your father by her acting out? What does that have to do with you?
Well, because if she acts out enough, it could come into now I have to take care of my elderly dad because he has no money.
But you're still assuming this.
Right. I mean, it's not far from reality, honestly, Jesse.
Why don't you come out of your imagination? What's keeping you in your imagination?
Probably fear.
So you're afraid of getting stuck with your daddy?
Well, I'm not scared. I know I can take care of him and everything, but it's more of he does not want somebody taking care of him.
So if your father doesn't want anyone taking care of him, why are you so concerned about taking care of him?
Well, because he'll have no choice. If he has no money, he'll have no choice.
But you don't know that. He sounds like a man that would make his way.
He might, but, you know, like I said, I know you're around his age. You feel like you could go back to Alabama and do blue-collar work if you had to?
I don't think that way at all. Those are not my thoughts.
I got you.
You're thinking about all that before it even happened, and it's preventing you from doing the right thing for you.
Yeah, I understand. But you say even with all these thoughts, I should still go and forgive my mother.
With all what thoughts?
The thoughts of the fear of her taking all her anger out on my dad if I was to spike some anger in her.
But does it make sense that you should be thinking that way?
Doesn't make sense that I should be thinking that way?
Does that make sense that you should be thinking that way?
Well, be cautious. Yeah, I guess it makes sense to me.
Your father been getting hell, catching hell from your mother all his life, ever since he's been married to her in your life.
Yeah, he supposedly so.
How do you feel about resenting your mother? How do you feel about that?
So it right now, I say it's really, really hard to not resent her, even though I know I shouldn't.
How do you feel about resenting your mother? You hate your mother. How do you feel about that?
I feel like my emotions say I'm totally justified to resent my mother.
How do you feel about hating your mother?
Not necessarily that I hate her. I just hate the way she treats my dad.
How do you feel about hating your mother?
Makes me feel upset, I guess.
So you love hating your mother?
No, I don't love it.
Then why don't you forgive her then?
Well, yeah, maybe. Yeah, you're right.
No, that was a question.
Ask it again.
Why don't you go and forgive her then?
Well, because it's not out of me having bad emotions for her. It's she going to get very vengeful.
No, that's out of you hating her. And you are afraid to face her because you're afraid of dealing with the hell that's in her. And that's where you've been with your mother all your life. And your father didn't help protect you from that. And now you're afraid to face your mother. And you have all these excuses that are coming out of hell to prevent you from forgiving her. And you're stuck.
Yeah, I guess.
Are you married?
Yes, sir.
So your wife is your wife obeying you?
Oh, yeah.
Your wife obeying you?
Oh, yeah.
How does she feel knowing that you're afraid of your mother?
I guess if you were to ask her that question, she'd say that I'm not afraid. He just don't want to make things worse. Not necessarily afraid of her, just making the situation worse.
But how does that make sense? How can you make somebody else's situation worse?
I feel like it can be pretty easy.
So you think you're God?
No, I think my mother is very emotional.
But what does that have to do with you forgiving her? Why do you think you're going to make things worse when you're going to forgive her for what she's done to you?
Well, and I guess in the same manner of I shouldn't listen to my emotions. Well, if she hasn't broke free of her emotions, those emotions can make the situation a whole lot worse.
And whose problem is that, yours or hers?
Well, in the grand scheme of things, it can make it worse on everybody.
All right, we're just seeing your help, Hope.
Well.
Because you have all kinds of excuses not to come out of it. So just stay in it until you're ready to overcome it.
Right. Well, like I say, if it wasn't, I was on track to forgive her and all until all this happened, and now I feel like, oh, man, it's just going to make things worse.
All right. Well, stay in your hell until you're ready to come out.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Jesse.
You're welcome, buddy. I wish you well with that.
Thank you. I'll call you again one day.
All right. Thank you. Bye. Okay. Bye now. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Josh out of Georgia. Georgia, oh my. Josh, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, morning, Jesse.
Hey, Josh, how are you?
Doing fine, man. Doing
good.
Fine. How about you?
Oh, all is well.
Cool. I was calling to answer the biblical question.
Why are you dismayed by others?
It's because the devil in me links up with the devil in others and tries hard to get, you know, it feeds off of hatred. So that's another little trick that it...
You say the devil in you what now?
The devil in me links up with the devil in others. How
does it do that?
Seems like it tries to get me to hate others when people do me wrong. And it's like being dismayed by others is when someone causes distress or anxiety in me. So that it's like somehow the devil
speak up a little bit, Josh.
Oh, okay. It's like the devil lives off of distress and anxiety, and so it puts those thoughts in my head.
The devil live off that, or you live off that?
The devil does.
Oh. But you don't?
No. It wants me to think that it's mine, though. And it's a little painful. And it wants me to, I'd say that's the whole trick of it. To get me to hate. And I see it happening all the time in my life. All the time. And that's just how it is, you know.
That's just how it is.
The way it is.
That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Can you believe it? And so your response to the biblical question, why are you dismayed by others, is what now?
It's really not me being dismayed. It just feels like it's me being dismayed, but it's the devil in me that's dismayed because he feeds off of that.
It's the devil in you dismayed because he feeds off of that. And what does it mean to be dismayed?
It means to, when someone causes you to, I Googled this. I didn't know what that word meant. I Googled it, and it means when someone causes you to be disoriented, or someone gives you anxiety by, you know, it's not really them doing it to you. It's in you. It's in me already. But it feels like, you know, like it mixes it with, it seems practical, like, whoa, this person just did me wrong. And so it wants you to overreact, get you to hate and overreact and fall deeper into hell.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And are you doing the silent prayer, Josh?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I want to respond because that was a very, very interesting response to it, but I got to wait until mañana.
Yes, sir.
But very, very interesting. Go ahead.
Yeah, and you know, this last Sunday you were talking about how the thoughts mix practical thoughts with lie thoughts.
Right.
And that's what happens when it seems like I'm being dismayed by others. It's like, sometimes you do need to take action, but not overreaction when dealing with people, you know, because you can't just kind of, you know, let somebody walk all over you, but you don't need to blow up on anybody, but it's like it's a balance there. So.
And how can people walk all over you?
You know, people get a thrill out of, I do this too. It's just human nature to get a thrill out of, making somebody else feel bad.
And how are people able to walk all over you?
Because I allow it.
And how are people able to walk all over you?
Let's see here. You mean like, okay, like, I mean, like I'm thinking of, you know what? Maybe that's just the illusion. Maybe they don't walk all over me. Yeah, maybe they don't. I don't think they do. I don't think they do. It just seems like it just seems like, you know, everybody wants to pick, like in school growing up, everybody wanted to pick on the weak guy, you know, the little.
Are you a little weak guy?
I'm not, but the devil in me wants me to be, and if I identify with that devil, then...
Are you a little weak guy?
No.
So, I still don't know how are people able to walk all over you?
You know, it's like if, man, I'm frozen. My mind is frozen. I mean, it is okay. Wait a minute. I'm trying to think of like if somebody, you know, attacks you. Physically.
We're not talking about physical.
We're not talking about physically.
You said they're able to walk all over you. I'm trying to figure out how that is.
You know, that may just be an illusion.
But you said that they're able to walk all over you. How are they able to walk all over you? And you said that you have to fight back sometimes because people walk all over you. How are they able to walk all over you?
They are not. They aren't.
But you said they are.
I know. That was a lie.
Why did you say it then?
It feels like it.
It feels like it. Just feels good.
Yeah, I know. Maybe that was the wrong choice of words.
Was it?
Yeah, that was the wrong
choice. And what was the right choices of word?
To let someone get me to overreact. maybe that's a better choice. That's kind of what I meant. That's what, yeah. To let someone get me to overreact. But it's really, that's what I mean. The devil in me and the devil in others work together.
No, finish your point.
That's what I was saying. The devil in me and the devil in others work together, link up to try to get both of us to overreact. But you can like diffuse it if you just do nothing.
So people can make you overreact.
Yeah, it has happened.
So people are able to make you overreact?
Let's see here. Yeah, it has happened. It has happened in the past.
Okay. Amazing. I want to respond to your response to the biblical question, but I got to wait until Sunday. But I do appreciate you hearing your response about it, Josh.
Right. Okay. I appreciate that. It's a deep question. I like it, man.
I really think it's cool how you are examining yourself. You're paying attention. If you stay with it, it'll work itself out.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you, Josh.
No problem. Thank you as well, man.
All right. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Christian. I asked Christian to call back from yesterday out of Utah, and he is back. Christian, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how's it going, man?
All is well. Thanks for calling back.
Yeah, no problem. When I was asking you yesterday, I'm just having an issue with trying to approach my mother and father for forgiveness, and or not for forgiveness, to forgive them. I'm sorry. And it's just, I don't know, like, I feel like they're angry in their own little way, but also just kind of, I don't know, private about it. Like, it's just like they're passive aggressive. And so I just want to know like the best way I could probably approach my mother first and then return to my father.
And give me an example of what you need to forgive your mother for.
I really don't know. That's like, I've heard that on your show and like from your advice, but I don't know, like, specifically, like, do I forgive her or how she kind of raised me and did the best she could, or do I forgive her for her emotions? I really don't know.
And so how are you going to go and forgive her if you don't know what you're forgiving her for?
That's a good question. I'm not sure, Jesse.
So why are you thinking of doing it if you don't know why and if you need to do it or not?
I just feel like there's like, I don't know. I've heard that from your show, and I just really want to like get closer to God. And
I understand.
Yeah. Yeah. I really don't know how to approach any of this.
And what do you need to forgive your father for?
I don't know. He's been a good father to me and raised me right. And well, I mean, he's raised me. I've never had a personal relationship with him too much, but yeah. I don't know, Jesse. I'm sorry.
No problem. Yeah. No. Why didn't you have a real personal relationship with your father?
Because I want to get closer to him and
why didn't you have it while growing up?
I tried. Maybe I didn't try hard enough. I felt like he was always wanting to do his own thing, and he's always been kind of self-centered, but that's okay. So have I. And I just feel like he didn't want to hang out with me growing up or, like, want to do personal things, but that's okay because not everybody's like that. So.
And when you went to him to talk to him about that, what did he say?
I haven't yet. I don't know how to approach that because I feel like he's one of those people that when I do approach it, he's just kind of like, oh, it doesn't matter. Like, it, he just kind of keeps it to himself. Hold, he never really
hold on, Kristen. Hold on. Let me take a quick break. Hold on. 888-775-3773. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then after the Hake Report at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV. You black at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after Joel Friday TV, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. At 12 noon today. You don't want to miss it. A lot of big lineup there. And we're going to be bringing on some more superstars to host here on the network. And speaking of the network, go to Punchy, PUNCHIE.TV. Punchy.TV. And watch the network on our own platform. That look good, too. Punchy.TV. And watch the network. Amazing. And don't forget to subscribe, follow Punchy.TV on my own network now and on Instagram and YouTube. Hey, YouTube, call in. Or something I'm supposed to say. Punchy.TV. That's my network now on YouTube and Instagram. All right. 888-775-3773. And make a donation, folks. Go to rebuildingtheman.com. Rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663 to make a donation. I want to go quickly back to Kristen. So, Kristen, you haven't talked to your father about wanting to have a closer relationship with him growing up. And as a result, you don't have it as an adult with him either, right?
That's correct.
And why is it difficult to go and talk to him about that so you can forgive him from not being there for you in that way?
Because I feel like if I do mention that, he's just kind of like, oh, yeah, yeah, like, I did the best I could, and you just got to deal with it. But you're right. Like, maybe I could approach him and ask him. So.
And what does that feeling feel like?
It feels like I'm a nuisance sometimes to him. Like, even if it's just a conversation, I feel like he's just kind of in his own little thing that he's going through. I don't know what. And when I just even try to talk to him, it just seems like he's not there.
But how old are you?
I'm 28.
Oh, okay. And when you would talk to your mother about not having a close relationship with your father, what would she say?
She would just always encourage me to try my best to do that, but she would always, I don't know, in a way to say your father's the way he is because the way he is, you know, and I'm sure all mothers say that, so.
So are you closer to your mother?
I would say so, yes.
And how are you close to your mother? What way?
In a way now, I just kind of make sure she's always taken care of in the fact to where, you know, if she needs anything, I kind of am there hand and foot. And that's, yeah.
And so you like being her husband?
No, I don't. No. No, sir.
And so why are you her husband then? Why are you taking the husband place?
I'm trying to back off, sir. I promise. I don't know how to even approach that to where I can tell my mom, hey, I have my own life now and my own wife. And, you know, like.
You have a wife?
Can't be. Yes. Yes, sir.
Really? You have kids?
No, sir.
Oh, and so does your wife obey you?
No, sir.
And why doesn't she obey you?
I don't know. Maybe the new world, I guess. And I'm not sure about that.
Why did you marry a woman that will not obey you?
I guess I didn't know at the time, but I'm trying to change that direction, I guess, in a way.
By doing what?
Trying to open up your advice that you're doing by rebuilding the man and just trying to, like, take any advice and steps that I can to actually go that direction and not be a beta.
Don't be a beta. And how is she reacting to you making changes?
She's a little weird, especially when I'm kind of trying to, I probably don't explain your views and the way you talk on your podcast completely correct. And so, like, she feels like when I'm talking to her about how you view women and how you just view everything, she kind of takes offense to it, I feel like, and then she doesn't want to hear it, you know, but that's okay, because I'm sure, I mean, I don't know if that's okay, but, I mean, that's understandable, I guess, that a woman would react like that.
And so why do you need to explain it to her? Why not just quietly work on your own life and overcome and leave her in her hell? Why you need to explain to her?
I probably don't, and you're right. I'm sure I can try and, like, work on that, you know, and fix that.
So why are you just working on your life and leaving her in her hell? Why are you not doing it that way?
You're right, Jesse. I can definitely try that step.
No, that was a question.
Oh, I don't know why. I guess I'm just being a beta.
How long you been married to her?
About 2 years.
All right. Don't make a baby right now.
Okay.
Don't make any children right now. If you're working on yourself and she is not working on herself, if you make a baby with her right now, you're going to be suffering because if she doesn't change and she's going to, that evil spirit of her is going to hate the change in you. The darkness is going to hate the light in you. And she'll leave and take your child and you have to go through all that.
Okay. That makes sense.
So do not do what you want, of course, but I would recommend if you're working on yourself and she is not, do not make any kids with her until later if she make a change.
Yes, sir. And I was also wondering if I just am continuing to work on myself with the silent prayer and just all the things that you have to offer on the rebuilding the man.
Yes.
Would, like, you said she would hate the change. And I feel like that with my father and mother as well. Like, I feel like
100%.
Or just like everyone around me, like if they're out, you know, they ask me what I believe or how would I tell somebody I'm trying to do. I feel like I'm just being attacked and like questioned instead of encouraged.
Why are you telling the devil what you're doing? The people you're telling this
question.
When the people you're telling these things to, your mother, your father, if he's not ready, the friends, they're all evil, and you're telling the darkness that you're going to the light, and the darkness doesn't want you to go to the light. It doesn't want you to change. Why are you sharing all that with the devils?
I didn't know I was. I didn't know I was doing that at first, and now I know, and I will pray in silence. Yes,
right.
And keep that to myself.
Right. Yes. Just stay quiet and quietly work on your life. Do the silent prayer and watch those thoughts, and just quietly work on your life, because the darkness and others are gonna hate the change in you, the light, and they're gonna build an army against you. They're gonna talk about you. They're gonna make up things about you. They're gonna go against you to try to stop the light. It's not them, but it's the hell in them. So I would recommend you stop that immediately and just work on you.
Yes, sir. And then things will most likely come to light.
You absolutely, for you, it will come to light, because they're going to start to see the light in you, and they're going to walk away from you, but you won't mind, because you love the light now. You love what's right, and you put in that first over anyone or anything.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because they don't love you anyway, and you don't love them. Because if you love them, you'll be okay with them leaving. And if they loved you, they would not be judging you and get upset at you for working on your life. Nobody has, human beings do not have love for one another. They only have hate, and they call it love.
Yes, I understand that, and I could see that. Yes, sir.
So let them go. Be glad to see it. And anyone that want to walk away, let them walk away, and don't worry. You'll be fine. You never had. They'll never be your friend or family members anyway. It's been fake.
Yes, sir. And then I have another question too. Like, when you say, when somebody attacks you, why do you attack back? And you're just talking on an emotional state, because, like, I just feel like if it's physical, how do you feel about that, sir?
Yeah,
just,
you have a right, and you should protect yourself physically.
Okay.
But spiritually, lay your weapon down and let the light fight the darkness. You don't have to do that. Don't fight with the devil inside of your mind and emotions, and don't fight with the devil inside of other people.
Yes, sir. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I really appreciate everything that you're doing, Jesse, and just, you're a very good man, and I truly do love you, man. Thank you so much, and just... I appreciate all the advice. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Let me go quickly back to your father, your mother situation.
Yes, sir.
Here's what I recommend. You go to your father and talk to him about the things you and I just talked about concerning him, the way you feel, the way you felt growing up. You didn't really, wasn't close to you. You couldn't communicate with him. You wanted to. And even now, I feel like it's just, you're in his way when you try to talk to him. And then if he yell or scream or act unconcerned, don't react to him. Just forgive him, and God will forgive you. And you're going to love your father with perfect love. You won't need love from him, because you will have the love of God. And you don't even know what that is yet. It's going to be amazing. But you got to forgive your father. And then, let me ask. So your mother was perfect in the way she raised you? She was perfect?
No, sir.
What were one thing you didn't like about her, or you wish she had stopped doing or still doing?
The sensitivity that she had to portray.
Meaning what?
She was always just, I feel like, oversensitive, and then she tried to make me feel that way, I believe, too.
Yeah, that's evil. And when you when you told her to stop doing that, what did she say?
She said that I'm being insensitive to her, I believe. Just, she kind of turns it around on herself.
Well, here's what you do. I want you.
Yes, sir.
That's what you. That's one thing you need to forgive her for. Can you think of one other thing?
She just, when something bad happens to her, and maybe it's like a part of my doing or anybody else's doing, or probably from herself, she tries to blame others, and she just really dwells and just almost, it's like the end of the world, you know?
Yeah.
But to her.
Forgive your mother for all that. She can't help herself. Her mother did it to her, as she has done it to you. And so just as you can't help yourself but feel and think what you're feeling and thinking, she can't help herself. Go and forgive her for those things. And however she react to it, don't overreact. Just look at her acting crazy, like you're watching a crazy movie. But don't overreact. Say, you know what, mother? I'm going to let you know I'm sorry for resenting you. I realize now you can help it. And God will forgive you. Don't ask for forgiveness. And if she tried to blame you, don't fall for it, because she imposed her will on you. It wasn't you. It was her. You were subject to her as a kid. And forgive your father for not being able to protect you from your mother. He could not handle your mother.
Yeah, and that's probably why they got divorced.
Absolutely. And you're married to your mother right now. And if she doesn't change, you're going to end up in a divorce too.
Okay, sir.
Because you won't let her control you now that you're waking up.
Yes, sir. And I'm starting to feel that. Like, I kind of had that approach where at the first in my relationship, I felt like I was walked on, but now I'm just starting to put my foot down and say no, you know.
And do you have your wife's name on your bank account?
I believe so, sir. And yeah, she manages all the funds.
Oh, God. And why are you letting her do that?
I feel like I'm irresponsible with money, so she kind of put it into gear.
Oh, okay. All right. My concern is, not, I don't know what's going to happen, all right? So don't just assume any of these things will happen. But I do know for sure and without a doubt, now that you are working on yourself, and if she's not working on herself, you're going to have a battle.
Okay.
But just don't resent her, all right? Don't be angry.
Yes, sir.
No, it's just that she can't see. And you stay working on you. Stop telling everybody you're working on yourself and what you're learning and what you're going through, because they're going to hate you for it. And it's not them. It's the darkness. It's the evil in them. And they're going to try to destroy you.
And I can't tell if it's the evil when she asks me, but it seems like it's genuinely nice. Like, she just wants to know what I'm learning. And I feel like she might be happy for me, but who knows? when she wants to know what I'm learning, but then she gets upset when I talk to her about it. So, yeah, maybe I should just keep it to myself.
If she asks,
yes,
then you tell her. But if she doesn't ask, then don't tell her.
Yes, sir.
Because it's like throwing pearls to swines. You're trying to give the people the truth, and they don't want it. And God doesn't impose the truth on anyone. He leaves you right in your hell until you welcome the truth. And then the truth will come, and the truth will make you free.
Yes, sir.
So don't impose it on them at all. And you be quiet. But if she asks, of course you tell her. And if she doesn't, let her suffer.
Yes, sir.
Amazing, huh?
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, oh, it really is. And, like, you really do just make me feel so much better with all your advice. Like, I'm not lying at all. Even if it's hard to hear, I really respect you and just thank you, sir.
Well, you're welcome, and stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. It only gets better. And I want you to know in advance, your families, your friends, you know, co-workers, your wife, the world will turn against you, but be glad to see that, because it was always fate. It was never real love anyway. So be glad to see your enemies.
Yes, sir.
And don't try to make them be your friends. You just say you got to travel this journey alone. You can't take anyone with you.
Okay. That sounds good.
Let me know how it goes when you go and forgive your parents, all right?
All right, I'll try and call back next week sometime. Thank you so much, sir.
I wish you well.
All right, love you, man.
You too, buddy. 888-775-3773. Let me go to first time call out of Canada. Mac, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How you doing, buddy?
All is well.
Awesome. I just want to say, you're awesome, man. And I've been listening to you for about 6 years. And the first time I started listening to you, you know, I started watching my wife. She just started going crazy, you know. And then all of a sudden, she took the kids and ran away, you know. And I was really sick. And then all of a sudden the cops come, you know, drag me out of the house. And
you said you were really what?
Sick.
Sick, okay.
I had been sick for a couple of years, you know.
You like physically sick?
Yeah, physically. I drove truck all my life.
Oh, okay. So, all right.
Yeah, anyways. And so I end up calling you back then. She had thrown me out on the street and anyways, make a long story short, you were right on everything. I called you, and then, but I was kind of pissed at you or whatever, because, you know, I felt like, oh, you know, as soon as I started listening to Jesse, everything went crazy. And then, I was an idiot, and then I had got myself all set up. I had a nice house, and she wouldn't let me talk to the kids for like a year. And she had like a protection order against me and try to make me go to counseling. And I did all that. She put me in jail and everything. And, And then I was an idiot. And then, so I get this nice house and, you know, she hears that I'm doing really good. And then she lets the kids come back. And then she kind of sucks me back.
Wow.
And I just love my kids. So I'm like, okay, I'll go back. And then the same thing, I start to get better. And I start to make a few moves to get my life back on track. And being all sneaky, right? You know, she was crazy. She's always irrational and whatever. And she would just try to pick fights all the time. I just ignored her. And then on Friday last week, I come home from getting...
Speak up just
pain.
A little bit for me, Mac.
What's that?
Speak up a little bit, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sorry. But anyways, so Friday, she leaves me again, takes the kids, and tries to have the cops, come throw me out again. But I was, I knew what she was doing, so I had the, I called the cops myself, but I'm just in this crazy war. But you're right about everything. And once you get used to the rejection, and you're not, like, simping for a girl.
Right.
Yeah, you can start to see everything, but 100%, they need a man, but they need a strong man. And if you don't control the right woman properly, if you give them any power, they won't give it up.
Yeah,
they'll put you through hell.
Absolutely, you cannot give women any power at all. You cannot, not one iota. Because it's not in her nature, she doesn't know what to do with it, and she will destroy you with it.
100%, and she's got all the kids against me, you know? But I don't care. It's like, whatever, I love you guys, but you guys all want to hate me.
Yeah.
Whatever. You know?
That's
yeah.
Right.
And she's got them all convinced that I'm this bad guy, you know?
Yeah.
And you can't even be a dad. You can't even make a dad decision without everybody, you know? It's like... There's just this mean crowd, and you're going against them all the time, and you can't be a man, you know. So it's like you just got to step out and say, "Look, whatever, reject me. I'm gonna go do my thing." And I met a guy who was awesome. He had like 43 kids. He wasn't a dad.
43.
Yeah, he had 43 kids. He was trying to beat his dad, who had 45. He was a guy from Africa.
How about that? Ask you, was he black?
Yeah, he was black. He was a huge, huge black guy. Like, he was a stud, right? So the chicks, he could get chicks all the time. But anyway, the funny thing was that he didn't raise any of his kids, but he built this huge, like, mansion, and they all came to live with him in the end.
Wow.
You're awesome, man. You provide awesome service. You're like a master counselor, man. And everything you say is spot on.
So have you called the show before, or did I counsel with you?
No, I talked to you over the phone about 5 years ago.
Oh, okay.
And then...
Hold on, Matt. Can you hold on for a minute?
Yeah, sure.
All right, let me take a quick break. One more hour to go. Back in a moment.
Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer, you know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, it just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces, like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse, and so I want to thank you so much, and ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Turner. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and his love. It's going to be amazing, man.
Invasion, the immigration mess, is a problem. No non-citizens voting, say some states. And they are imposing and sleeping in airports, and that's not allowed in some states, or at least one. The plague is back in Colorado, in America. The Black Plague? Terrible. And Gladiator 2, oh, Lord, it's coming back. They're going to make it 24 years after the first one. And they're working on the Gaza Pier. This is the end of end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Wednesday, July 10th, AD 2024. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. Hang tight, callers. Manhood Hour is coming right up. But first, fake news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports on the invasion. Voters in eight states will soon decide whether to change their constitutions to ban, explicitly, voting by non-citizens. The move is part of a multi-pronged effort by Trump-aligned Republicans, or should I say Republicans, to raise the unlikely specter, unlikely, of undocumented immigrants, illegal aliens, casting ballots in November's elections, and non-citizens, such as regular immigrants, who are not citizens. Duh. It's already illegal for people who are not U.S. citizens to vote in federal contests. Experts say it rarely happens. Rarely. Experts say that. Given that violators face imprisonment and deportation, but how do you catch them? Separately, a new Massachusetts policy went into effect Tuesday that bans migrants, meaning illegals, I believe, from sleeping at Boston's Logan International Airport. I guess it's been a problem, huh? For months, state officials have warned that they were overwhelmed by the number of so-called migrant, so-called families arriving and sleeping overnight at the airport's terminals. What a mess. They just want to stay inside. And the human plague, a rare case of the plague, according to CNN, has been confirmed in a person in Pueblo County in Colorado. Officials said that on Tuesday. The plague is an infectious disease caused by a bacterium, Yersinia pestis, transmitted by fleas. Although it's best known for the Black Death, an outbreak that killed millions of Europeans during the Middle Ages, the bacteria circulates naturally among wild rodents, as in rats, and it rarely infects humans today, according to the scared woman-led unchristian CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The potential source of the infection in Colorado is under investigation. Anyone who develops symptoms of the disease is encouraged to seek immediate medical attention. The CDC said plague vaccines are in development, but are not expected to become commercially available in the immediate future. And an update, Gladiator 2, the trailer has been released, I guess. 24 years later, the first trailer for Gladiator Part 2 has been released. Ooh. Is it going to have that one guy again? I forget his name. What a mess. $230 million. Is how much it costs the United States to construct a temporary pier off of the coast of Gaza to deliver humanitarian aid to the region. After a slew of problems, though, the pier is set to be removed permanently as soon as next week, and the operation, which began mid-May, will end, according to U.S. officials. So I guess that was a failure, maybe. Maybe it helped some people, though, I'm sure. Right. And listen to this quote. Despite decades between us, we were fortunate to spend these 10 minutes together so I could experience this tradition passed down by our ancestors. As a CNN's Kathleen Magramo said, describing her appearance getting inked, as in tattooed, by a 170-year-old Apo Huang hyphen Odd Oge, the world's oldest tattoo artist. Residing in the Philippines' Kalinga province, Huang Odd is internationally renowned for hand-tapping tattoos used by the region's indigenous tribes. Well, isn't that cute? I guess that was your useless bit of news. I guess most of it's useless. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Manhood Hour.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question: why are you dismayed by others? Why are you dismayed by others? Why? And you can listen to the show live on your iPhone or iPad. If you're too busy to sit and watch right now, you can podcast, of course. But you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling 605-615-41. 3-1-6-0-5-6-1-5-4-1-3-1. All right? And we got to get to your super chats. I haven't done a super. What the? To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or rebuildingtheman.com. RebuildingTheMan.com. It's Wednesday. It's the last hour of the show on Wednesday. And every Wednesday is, and we take all calls, ladies, men, and women, but it is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta! Beta male. A man is a male who turned to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
Men are weak. Some men are weak.
How did we get here?
Yo, you did such a great job. You answered every question.
All the babies, so
it's like, you act like black people ain't out here wilding out, bro.
Right, the police system stopped when the police system was created.
Unleash your fury, Steve.
A strong dog. Beta dog. This is like her son, dog. That's your dog, her son? 888-7753-773. Let me go quickly back to Mac out of Canada. I put Mac on hold. Mac going through this stuff with his family. His wife, according to Mac, left him, took his children, and then he started seeing his kids. Then he made a stupid mistake by letting her come back. Then she got mad, went away again with the kids. Am I right, Mac?
Yeah, that's it, man. But I'm glad I listened to your show because now it doesn't bother me. You know, instead of last time she called the cops on me, I called the cops on her.
And, nice.
Yeah, and so the kids, they weren't talking to me, and then last night they're slowly coming back, and I said, you can come back anytime, you know, and but whatever, like, I'm not going to...
How old are the kids?
They're like teenagers, you know.
Oh, okay. So, how many you have?
Yeah, they know it. I have 3 kids, yeah.
Okay. But, yeah. Matt, I want to encourage you to continue to seek the kingdom of God his right way, and don't put anyone or anything before what's right for loving God. And so if people want to be in your life, fine. If they don't, fine. It wouldn't bother you either way because you will be at perfect peace with what is right.
For sure. And I don't mind being alone. You know, it's like
That's right.
It doesn't bother me. Yeah. And you're right. And you do a great job with your show. And I just want to thank you.
You're welcome. Let me ask, when you had called the police on her, did they put her in jail?
No, they end up just kind of, you know, checking it up on her, you know, like they kind of, whatever, they kind of look around and see everything's okay and that kind of stuff. But she's putting the kids through all this trauma for nothing.
Yeah.
And
she's evil.
And it was funny. Funny because before I started listening to your show, I started to realize all the crap my mom did to me, you know.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
My parents died, you know, quite a long time ago. And I forgave her too because it's like she was just, you know, she wasn't right in her head. But women aren't right in their head. They need a man, and they need a man to control them. And if any, like that last guy, you gave that last guy great advice. You know, the whole him giving her the money, big, huge mistake.
Yeah.
You know? And, yeah, you got to control everything. You can't give them zero control.
Yeah.
You got to tell them what to do, 100%.
Well, you stay on that straight and narrow path, and then don't let this woman con you back into letting her back in your life, because if she's not working on herself, Matt, she's trying to destroy the light. Even though the darkness cannot destroy the light, she wants to destroy the peace that you have so that she can have control over you.
100%, 100%. Yeah, I'm done with her, 100%.
Right on.
So,
well, stay with it. Go ahead.
I might jump on a motorcycle and come see you.
Anytime. Come on down.
Yeah, come to church or something. Yeah.
Nice.
But... All right, brother. Thanks again.
Good You're to awesome. Talk to you, Mac. I wish you well.
You as well, bro.
Thank you, buddy.
Take care.
All right.
Okay.
Bye. 888-775-3773. Is this Taylor? Taylor, a first-time caller out of Seattle, Washington. Taylor, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you much, Jesse.
You're
Good
welcome.
Morning.
Good morning.
So I have two questions.
Okay.
My first question is, I'm struggling with the silent prayer.
Uh-huh.
So I find myself, like, falling asleep, even though I prep myself to be in bed early to do the silent prayer. So I'm just trying to figure out how do I go about it.
Number one, you do it before you get tired. You know, like, let's say you go to bed at 9 or 10. You do it at, let's say you go to bed at 9, you do it at 8 or 8:30. You do it before your body gets tired, because what's happening is all your life you've been so stressed out, being lost in your thoughts and emotions. You've been overreacting to the issues of life, and you have all the stress upon you. And now that you're starting to relax and let go, your body is relaxing of all that stress and worry and whatever you've been going through. And so I recommend that for a while you do it sitting up so that you don't fall asleep.
So I tried to sitting up. That didn't work.
Okay, just do it. You sit up and do it. And if you feel like you fall asleep, just get up and go to bed. Don't judge it. Don't let the devil tell you, oh, you fell asleep, or you didn't do it long enough and all that kind of crap, right? It'll come to order. You just stay with it. And the stress of the body and mind will leave you, and you won't have to worry about that anymore, and you'll find yourself doing it, and it'll be fine.
So So is it a like issue if you have the same, are you watching the same thoughts? Because I feel like my thoughts are repetitive.
Yeah, but don't judge the thoughts at all. Don't call them good or bad. Don't call them the same. All you do is be the observer of the thoughts. Do not argue with them. Don't fight with them. And the light that is showing you the thoughts and bring you out of there, and you're able to see them, it is fighting the battle for you. You don't have to do anything. So if you're getting the same thoughts over and over again, just watch them, but don't do anything about it. It's like sitting in a TV, in a movie theater, and you can't change the movie in the theater if you don't like it, right?
Yeah, that's why I don't go to the movie theaters.
And if they show you the same scene over and over again, you have to sit there and watch it unless you walk out of the theater. So you do the same thing with the thoughts. Whatever they're showing you, you watch them because that means that you're not a part of them.
Got it.
And you'll be fine.
All right. All right. And then my next question is like, I'm working on myself. So as a black woman, how do I deal with working on myself while with the beta man?
Are you married?
No.
And what do you mean? What do you mean by with a, so, your boyfriend is
so,
beta?
Yeah, he's a beta, a la U Akbar.
So a black woman with a Muslim guy?
Yeah.
What? How did that happen?
Long story. Okay. Living in New York.
Oh, I got you. Here's what you do. Don't judge him.
Okay. It's
enough to see that he is beta, but don't judge him. He can't help himself. And you're not living with him or anything, right?
Yes.
You're living with him. Okay.
Yes.
Why are you living with him and not married to him?
So here's the thing. When we were in New York, I had my place, he had his place, and he wanted to come to my place, and slowly and surely he came in.
You let this man move into your place?
Yes.
Why? That you knew
know.
Up front that was a problem.
Yeah, I knew. And then I can, like, once I moved to Seattle, that's when I told him, like, hey, we should get our own place and stuff like that. And eventually, like, I'm trying to navigate that way. And
is he working?
Yes.
And when you say you're trying to navigate it that way, what are you doing to navigate it?
So I'm trying to slowly but surely, like, get out of the situation.
Why not just say, hey, you got to, if he has a job, why not just say, I give you a month to get your own place?
Well, he can, but I don't think he wants to.
But it's not up to him.
That's true.
It's your place. You don't want to be with a man you're not married to. You're responsible for you. He is not responsible for you. You're not married to him.
Got it.
So why not just say, you know what, I give you a month, and you got to get your own place, maybe two, maybe because it might be hard to find a place, but no more than two, and don't make a baby with him, and just say.
No.
Well, just say you got to go in 2 months, month or so.
Okay, so I can, like, I've tried that, and, like, once we get to that point, it's always, like, a step backward.
Well, no, don't just have no excuse. Be firm, or just don't be angry.
Okay.
And don't, okay. Just say, hey, no more excuses. You shouldn't be living with me anyway. It should be the other way around if we were going to do it this way. I love you enough to let you go. Don't, we're just not going to do it this way anymore. But don't be angry about it.
Okay. Okay.
That makes sense?
Perfect.
And do you feel sorry for him when he don't have the place?
No, I don't feel sorry for anyone. It's just like, I don't know, like when you've been with a person for too long, it's like hard to let go as well.
But you're not breaking up with him or anything. You're just doing it the right way.
Right. Okay.
That makes sense?
Perfect sense.
Would he want to break up if he has to move out?
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear that last.
Would he want to break up with you if he has to move out?
Probably if he listens to his mom and his sister.
Oh, really? And yeah. Are you concerned about that?
A little bit.
Why?
I don't know. It's just like the thought of it just like ending and stuff like that.
The thought of it is the problem. Don't think about it.
Uh-huh.
And then you don't want a mama's boy anyway. Women should never marry
definitely
mama's
not
boy.
Yeah, I definitely don't.
Yeah, you don't want a mama's boy make a girl first.
I don't want a girl first. I always told my dad, I'm like, I don't want a girl first.
That's right. But you don't want a mom. Are they involved in your relationship?
No, not really. Only to like the certain extent. Like if he, because his parents and his family, they live in a different country. But then when he's on the phone with them and stuff like that, like he's one way with them. And then when he gets off the phone, like it's like a weird environment.
And when you talk to him about it, what does he say?
I'm just overthinking things. It's me. Like I'm crazy.
Oh, I see. Well, here's what I recommend. Have him get his own place. I'm not telling you to break up with him. But continue to work on you and don't resent the man. And so that if he stays and it works out, that'll be nice. If he doesn't and it doesn't work out, that'll be nice. You'll be fine either way.
Yeah.
You want to love what's right more than anybody or anything, along with nothing else. You want what's right.
Got it.
And you'll be fine.
Thank you much.
I wish you well. Let me know how it goes, all right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay. Is that it?
Yeah, I think that's all for
now.
Oh,
one other thing I want to ask you about. You said, as a black woman. What does that mean when you said that?
Oh, because I know, like, the everyone's stereotypes, like, oh, like, because you're black, you're this, you're that, and stuff like that. So I try not to bring, like, race or anything like into a situation.
Oh, okay. Here's what I recommend so you can overcome color. Never say as a black woman again.
Okay.
Because black is just a color. It's not who you are at all. You're not your thoughts.
Oh, no, for sure.
You're not your thoughts. You're not your body. You're not your mind. You're not your emotions. You're none of those things. You're not black. You're neither black nor white. None of those things. So don't even identify with that anymore.
Okay.
All right. You only want to identify. What's going to happen? How do you pronounce your name?
Oh, Taylor.
Taylor. Oh, okay.
Yeah, T-A-Y-L-O-R.
Right on. You want to only, and what's going to happen as you work on yourself and if you stay with it? All the black thing and all the emotional stuff and all that going to disappear, and the real you will appear, and you don't even know who you are yet. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, I absolutely don't.
But stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
Got it.
Amazing. Happy White History Month, by the way.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I love White History Month.
There you go. As
thanks,
a black
Jesse
woman.
That's what my dad always says.
That's right. Oh, mess. It's good talking to you. We'll talk again.
All righty. You okay. Take care, Jesse.
You too. 888-7753-773. Super chat. Let me get some super chat. Then back to the phone.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Anessa, 20 coffees.
Thank you.
Very generous.
Amazing.
Hey, Jesse, have you heard of the man with 1,000 kids?
No. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Quote unquote. She put that in quotes.
Are they white?
I don't know. She wants you to talk to him. It would be a doozy.
Okay. I would love to turn to say, I'm going to check that out. Thank you.
We need white babies.
That's right.
Greenwald with a diamond, with a coffee. Trump spoke well in Florida yesterday at Doral, something like that. But what was up with the awful, sad music at the end?
Oh, I didn't hear.
I didn't either.
I did not hear, so I don't know. Thank you.
Woozy donated a Rumble rant. Jesse, what do you think about the Mormons? I had a nice conversation with some last night. They seem generally based. Going door to door is crazy, but we agreed about a lot, such as Jesus being the son.
They make a lot of white babies. I like the fact, I know Mormons too. I like the fact that they make a lot of white babies. Amazing. And they seem to be family oriented. Is that the right way to say it?
Family oriented.
Right, I said that.
Nice.
That way?
Yep.
Nice. Amazing.
See on C with a coffee.
Thank you, by the way. Yeah. Your feet touching the floor.
My feet are dangling.
So I hate sitting on the couch, his feet dangling. He's so short. Come on, man.
Fire the blacks, man, says Sion C with a coffee. Jesse, he was too chewing on the job. Massa fired another slave. Wait and see attitude, of course. But you think Trump will pick Rubio as VP or Bill O'Reilly as Bill O'Reilly is professing? Little Marco.
Oh, Bill O'Reilly saying that he's going to pick Florida.
Little Marco.
I don't know, Sion. I really just don't know. It looked like the guy from Florida would be a good, Ohio.
J.D. Vance.
J.D. Vance would be a good pick. He's a military guy. He's not afraid to speak up. He's like real serious, but yeah, not too serious. It looked like he would be a good choice, but I don't know who Trump going to do it. And Derek, my new producer, he did not have gum in his mouth yesterday. I asked him about it. He did not have it. But thank you, Sion. I appreciate it. Amazing.
Bearing false witness against your brother.
Repent.
Age of Inversion with the Rumble rant. Jesse, noticers don't believe the Jews are superior to us, and we don't believe they control us personally. It is the Zionist evangelicals who think the Jews are superior.
Who is noticeable?
Noticers.
That's a name?
Well, he calls himself a noticer. He calls people who notice that Jews are...
Oh, he hates the Jews, too?
Maybe. I don't know.
Notice hate the Jews? I don't understand. He's saying that the noticers don't hate the Jews. They're just jealous of them.
They don't think that they're superior.
But why do they complain about them?
And they don't think that they control them personally.
Do they complain about the Jews?
I think some of them do.
If you complain about the Jews, you're jealous of the Jews. That's why you're complaining. You're saying they control everything, they have everything. You sound like the blacks with the whites. So, because if you weren't jealous of them, you would never complain about them.
But he's saying that the evangelicals who support Israel, that they think the Jews are superior to them.
Well, I don't know of all that. I can't speak for all of them. Mm-hmm. The Christians know that, real Christians know that if it wasn't for Judaism, there would be no Christianity. And so Christianity and Judaism goes hand to hand. And so spiritually, they have a spiritual relationship. That's what's going on with that. They're not complaining that, the Jews control everything. The Jews, whatever. And the Jews is a Zionist, whatever they say about them. So it's a different thing, but the haters of the Jews complain about what the Jews control, what they have. They got too much of it. They walk down the road with too many children and blah, blah, blah. Anytime they're complaining, they're hating because they're jealous. Did I answer that?
Yeah, I think so.
And he said that he noticed the Jews, right?
Right. He called themselves noticers.
But how does he have time to notice the Jews? He can't even notice himself.
Well, I don't know. Maybe Age of Inversion does notice himself.
But how he notices the Jews then? I don't understand Age of Notice.
Call in.
Yeah.
Of Inversion. Thanks, man.
Right on. Thank you.
Appreciate
you know him
support.
Or something?
No, I see him in the chat a lot. He's a supporter on Rumble and stuff.
Call in. Notice of them.
Noticer of them.
Right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Over on over on Odyssey. ODYSEE.com.
You ought to see.
/ JC Lee Peterson. Quebecensis says Jewish people make less than 3% of the population, but they make the most of the cabinet positions and CEO of most banks. That's nothing against their character. It's just a fact that they control most things.
And so what's the point of making that fact? That's what the whites say about the blacks say about the whites. They control everything. They even control all the jobs, and they control where we live, and they control redlining, and they control everything. They said the same thing. And the blacks should not be saying that either. Is that mean that they're jealous and they're weak? What's the difference?
There's a slight difference in that the blacks just make stuff up, and it's not even real. And then these guys have a little bit more facts.
But in the mind of the blacks, they don't think they're making it up.
Right. I know, but it's a little bit more factual. Whites tend to like to be more factual, and Jewish people, too, like to be more factual.
Right.
Whether they're telling the truth or lies, whether they're misguided or not, they like to stick with facts a little bit.
Right.
Even though it is misleading.
And so it's a fact that the Jews control everything.
Not everything.
In America or around the world.
Just disproportionate.
What? What do you mean by that?
I don't know. I'm starting to blush.
Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Yeah, thanks.
C&C with a coffee, also talking about flat earth or round while the country's in big trouble. Who came up with it? Some video gaming, pot-smoking white man talking about flat earth when he should be busy trying to find a way to save this country, says C&C.
That's right. How about saving America? And then if the earth is flat, live on it.
Good point.
Thank you, though, C&C. I appreciate it.
Someone with three coffees. Hi, Jesse. I find myself tempted at times to argue online with atheists, liberals, etc., because it seems really to pull me away from the present and absorbs a lot of my energy. Yeah. Is this something I should just totally stop doing?
100%.
I don't want to argue, but I also want to speak the truth. Is it all ego?
100%. When the truth is ready for you to speak, it will speak through you. It really will, just like Satan speaks through you, right? It will use your tongue, your voice, and your body and everything, it'll speak through you. Until that happens, you be quiet and just work on you so you can overcome the world. Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all so much. I want to play one quick soundbite so you can hear a son who loves his father. It is manhood, all right? A son who loves his father and how proud he is of his father. And there's nothing like the love of a father from son to dad and from daughter to father. And nothing like the love of a father. Watch this from, speaking of the Great White Hope, speaking in Florida yesterday. This is from X yesterday in Florida. Eric Trump discuss how his father is the greatest father the greatest fighter he has ever seen. Watch this.
You know, guys, I sat in that courtroom every single day because I wanted to be by his side. And honestly, the corruption, I would have never guessed. If you could have zoomed back 8 years, I would have never believed that this was the United States legal system. I never would have thought that they could have fined somebody $500 million for doing absolutely nothing wrong. When they're letting out hardened criminals in New York, as they run around McDonald's in Times Square and slash the hell out of people, you know, the entire DA is sitting there in the front row giggling and chuckling. And I'm sitting there as a son. And you know what's remarkable? I've never seen a guy with more determination and perseverance. I'll never forget. They read out 34 bogus guilty felonies. Guilty, guilty, 34 times. He stands up with the exact same demeanor that I see him with at 5 o'clock in the morning and 11 o'clock at night. He turns around. He shakes my hand. We walk out. We go to a fundraiser where he starts fighting for the United States of America again.
The love of a father. There's nothing like it. You must, men and women, return to your fathers. If you want peace on earth, if you want peace in your heart, if you want perfect peace within yourself, you must return to the Father. You've been turned away from your Father. All human beings, not one, there's not one that does not need to turn to your father. Most won't do it, but there's not one that doesn't need to. What is missing in your life is a return to the Father. It ain't about material things, colors, slavery, racism, and all that crap, or white supremacy and anti-Semitism and all that crap. It's about a return to the Father. A quick break. When I come back, your phone calls and super chat. The treasure chest is now open on DLive. Back in a moment. Straight back to your calls. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Couple announcements. Check out Punchin TV. Punchin.TV. And watch the network. On our own platform now. Isn't that amazing? Punchin, P-U-N-C-H-I-E, .TV. And subscribe, follow, Punchin.TV on YouTube and Instagram. Amazing. And then the Hake Report is coming up right after my show at 9 a.m. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com from 9 to 11. And after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. You black. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. And after Joel Friday TV, The American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. You don't want to miss it. At 12 noon today. Check them all out. You will not be disappointed. All right? And check out our store. Support us on social media. Like, follow, ring the bell, subscribe, and all that. All right? I do appreciate and support us by going to rebuildingtheman.com/donate. It's tax deductible. Rebuildingtheman.com/donate or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. Let me go quickly to the busy phones. Let me talk to Eric with a C out of California. Eric, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thanks for having me on, Jesse. How you doing today, Mike?
All is well, Eric.
Good, man. Hey, I got a couple questions for you. I've talked to you before. I don't expect you to remember me.
Eric, hold on. Your phone sounds horrible. Don't hang up.
Sounds really bad.
Don't hang up. I'm going to let them talk to you and see if we can work it out, and I will come back to you. Evan out of Texas. Evan, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, Evan.
I called in last week, and we talked about forgiveness. And a few days ago, I got both of my parents together, and I forgave them, and it went really well, and like we hugged, and I've been feeling very close to my family lately, and I just want to thank you for that advice. It was really helpful.
You stay with it, and continue to work on you. All right, it's cool that they're you all, you know, your family back together like that. But continue to work on you so you can
absolutely
and come out of your imagination. Stay with the silent prayer. And I'm telling you, Evan, it's going to only get better. Your mind will be clearer. Your burdens and situations in life will be light. It will be amazing. Stay with it, man. All right.
Yeah, I feel the peace. I feel it.
Yes, sir. That's what happens when people forgive. Go ahead.
Oh, no, you go ahead.
It's no, fine. That's it. No, that's all I had to say. When you forgive, God forgive you, and he does make you free.
Absolutely. I feel that completely.
Right on.
And now I'm wondering, I'm 19 years old, you know, I have a, you know, it's not the best job, but I am working. It's fast food, and I'm saving, but I'm getting into my 20s soon, and I'm wondering if I should be in a rush to go, especially now that I've made complete peace with them, or, like, do I need to create my own family?
Well,
Is that the next step?
No. What I want to encourage you to do is stay with the silent prayer so you can come out of your imagination, and if God wants you to have a wife and kids, it will happen naturally. But if you look for a wife or you yearn for a wife, you're just going to end up with you. You're going to end up with nothing but problems. It will not work. You continue to save your money, and eventually if you want to buy your own house, buy a house or rent yourself an apartment or whatever. Are you living on your own already?
No, I'm still living with my parents.
Oh, okay. Eventually you want to get your own place, whether rent an apartment, nothing big or expensive, and continue to save so you can deal with the issues of life and grow up, right? And if it's meant for you to have a family, it will happen naturally. Don't look for it. You only continue to work on what is right so you don't end up with the wrong woman and you have nothing but problems.
I really agree with you. And, you know, My dad and my mom, they want me to get with this girl, and it's a distraction. It's a distraction from work, from moving forward, from growth.
Yes, yes. Do not just tell them, no, I don't want it, and don't talk to me about that.
Okay.
When it's time for me to get married, gotta make that, Fatima. Do not fall for it.
All right.
Be strong about that, but don't be angry about it. Don't let them impose that upon you at all, because what will happen, you will go meet with this girl, you may end up marrying her or living with her, and you're going to be catching all the hell, and they won't be able to do anything about it. They would adopt all that problem on you.
Very true, very true.
So, no, don't accept that.
I don't want to take up too much of your time, so I just got one more question. When you say that evil comes from the woman—
Yeah.
I'm wondering, is it because all people are born through the woman? Is that why evil comes through the woman?
Right, absolutely. And the woman is evil because of what Eve did. Eve disobeyed her husband, and Satan became her god. And as a result of Satan becoming the woman's god, Satan is the god of all women until they return to the Father. And so when all people who are born, they are born through the woman, so they end up in the same hell that the woman is in because she turned them away from the Father. And when you're turned away from your earthly father, you're turned away from God.
What a mess.
What a mess. That's why you kind of forgive your mother and your father, because if you don't love your father, you're never going to be able to love God.
I see what you're saying. I agree. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome.
Have a good one.
Hey, Evan, stay with it, man. You're very young. You're waking up. take your time, take it one day at a time, do the silent prayer, don't let your parents or anyone impose anything on you, and you'll be fine.
One breath at a time, one step at a time, absolutely.
Right on. All right, man. Amazing.
All right. Peace out.
All right. Amazing. Can you imagine waking up at 19? Think about that. All the, if you stay with it, all the problems he's going to not go through now. And his parents tried to impose some girl on him. They tried to give him problems. What the? Let me go to, let's see here. Let me go to Eric. I believe Eric been waiting for a while. Eric out of California. Oh, did I take Eric's call already?
Yeah, he was messed up.
Oh, right. I knew it sounded familiar. Let me go back to Eric. Eric, let's try it again from California.
How we doing now, Jesse?
That's much better. Perfect.
Right on, man. Hey, I don't expect you to remember me. You deal with a lot of people every day, but I'll just say this. I was in the Mormon church for 10 years, and I think it confused the heck out of me, so maybe that'll spike your memory. But my question, I got two questions, buddy.
Okay.
When I talk to my brother, he tells me that Jesus and God are the same person. And in my mind, obviously Jesus is the Son of God, so they're two separate people. So is my brother right, or am I right?
But you see the truth of it. Why are you doubting what you see?
You see the truth of it while you're doubting what you see?
I'm asking, why are you doubting? You see that God is God and Jesus is the Son. Jesus, he's the Son of the Father. Why are you doubting that at all?
Because I love my brother, I guess. And when he said that, it caused me to doubt it because I love him and I trust him and I want to believe what he has to say, but he's not right.
No, he's not right about that. Jesus is the Son of God, and God is the Father. God is God, and Jesus is Jesus.
And could I look at Jesus as obviously the one who gave his life to forgive all our sins, and God is the one who obviously created the earth and embodied us with the power to love? Is that accurate?
Repeat that again.
Obviously, Jesus died on the cross for all our sins.
Right.
And God created everything that we see and we know, and he bestowed us with love. And that's kind of how I look at the two different people. Is that inaccurate?
Well, God sent his Son for you to set you free from evil, right?
Right.
And then in you, he creates love love can work through you to be passed on to others.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty much how I feel about it. Maybe I was just not saying it right.
Right.
All right, brother. Hey, I forgave my mom. I have a very obedient wife. My wife is a fantastic person. I forgave my mother for all the resentment I had for her. But my dad, he died like almost 4 years ago, and I never had a chance to forgive him for not protecting me from my mom,
right?
Because she was evil, and I don't know how to do that now, Jesse, because he's dead and he's in the river, man, and now he's out in the ocean.
Well, just realize if I decide to take the notion, jump in the ocean. Just realize he couldn't help himself. He had married his mother, your mother, was his mother. He couldn't help it. He loved you. He just didn't know how to deal with his mother. And so realize he couldn't help it and just forgive him and you'll be fine.
So I can just forgive him as if I'm talking to Jesus or God. I can just pray and forgive him that way or just in my mind?
No, just realize your father did the best he could. He could not help it. And just like you're doing the best you could, you cannot help yourself. And in realizing that about yourself, God will cause you to forgive your father. You'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah, don't make it a big deal at all.
Okay. Well, thanks, Jesse. Now I got to have this conversation with my brother, and he's going to be like, "No, they're the same person." I'm like, "No, man, they're not."
Well, so. Don't argue with him about it at all. If he want to believe that, let him believe that. Don't try to ever prove God or Jesus or anyone to anything to anyone about anything. Either they see it or they don't. Do not argue with him about the truth.
Yeah, you've mentioned that before. That's throwing pearls to swine. Correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, you mentioned that before. Jesse, you're an awesome man. You changed my life, dude. Thank you so much, and I hope you had a good 4th of July, and thank your crew for dealing with my terrible phone, and I love talking to you, man. I hope to do it again soon. Thank you.
Absolutely. Stay with it, all right?
All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
All right.
888-7753-773. Ellie, a first-time caller out of
New Jersey.
Ellie, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Jesse?
All is well.
No man is well.
No, you should be well.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm well.
Okay.
I was calling because I wanted to know. I heard you say before you didn't think you were going to die or something along those lines.
Right.
I want to know if you think we should be using technology to extend our lives, or if you think that's like wrong and the Bible says we shouldn't use technology because that's basically sorcery and witchcraft and stuff like that.
Does the Bible say you should not use technology for your physical body?
Well, it doesn't use the word technology, but it forbids sorcery and magic and the witchcraft.
So are you saying that technology is sorcery and witchcraft?
Yeah, I would say it is. It's a supernatural phenomenon, because back then when they were using those words and they didn't have the word technology, they didn't have any means to describe right. What we now know is technology. So
you know, it's an interesting question, Ellie. I wouldn't make the decision not to use it or to use it, because let's say that you're not dying, but you lose a leg, and technology can create something that would allow you to give you a fake leg and you can move about. And I will have a wait and see what you need. Just wait and see.
Uh-huh. Let me ask you, what about like gene editing and like specifically making ourselves live to like 300 plus? Like right now, if we use the technology, then I won't get like super old. But if I wait till later, then I'll be old when I use it.
Again, I would not be thinking about that because it is not happening to you. And I wouldn't make a decision because today you'd be like, I'm not going to use sorcery or whatever they say, technology stuff, right? But then tomorrow you may need it. So I would not be on an ego trip about it either way.
Right.
But just wait and see.
Okay, so how do you see yourself not dying? Do you think God's going to, like, bring his kingdom to the clouds and, like, raise you up there? Or how exactly do you see it?
Well, because we don't die. There's no such thing as death. There's only one death, and that is death of the false self. It's death of the ego. But other than that, there is no such thing as death.
Okay, so when we see people dying around us, is that, like, an illusion? And they actually are alive, but in a different, like, alternate reality?
Yeah, you see them dropping their bodies. But they are not dead.
Okay.
Amazing. Thank you, Ellie.
Thanks a lot, Beta. Right.
That would be a bear. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Over on DLive.tv, Jesse Lee Peterson, DLive, Chinese Virus 19 gave a diamond asking,
Chinese virus.
Was Michael Jackson daddy an alpha or a beta?
I don't know. That's a good question because I don't know. But it seemed as though, I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know. I just don't know. I happen to know, I have like close family members who knew the Jackson families that when they lived in Alabama. And they didn't live far from where we lived and grew up in. And I think, now, I don't know for sure, so don't bank on this one either. They may have even be in our family some kind of a way. So there's some that know them, and it's, I don't know. I just don't know. Amazing question, but I just don't know. Thank you.
Shout out to the top contributors on DLive, Severio Jones, Chinese Virus 19, Good Vibes, Games for Rec, and the rest of the supporters. Appreciate that. Very nice.
Amazing. Thank
shout
you.
Shout out to the DLive crew.
Yeah, shout out, DLive.
Thank you guys all for your coffees. There was a Based Nation big donation saying over on Rumble, a Rumble rant.
You got to know how to rumble.
Wrenching on my car and listening to the JLP show is amazing.
Amazing. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Amazing.
And thank you guys. I do believe, let me just double check over on Odyssey, that is all for now.
Thank you all. I appreciate it. Thank you. Let me go to Harry, a first-time call out of San Diego, California. Harry, welcome to the show. You're on
the
air.
Hey, Jesse. How's it going?
All is well.
I've been watching for a couple of years, and you are awesome, man. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I've got a girlfriend I've been dating for about 5 years. We've been living together for 2 years. Over the past 2 years, we've become committed believers, Christians, and I intentionally try not to press this on my girlfriend for a couple of reasons. One, I want to know before I decide if we get married or not, if she's going to naturally, you know, feel allured towards Jesus. And two, we're not married yet, so it puts me in a weird position, especially because she checks a lot of boxes. She's very obedient. She's not indoctrinated like a lot of the other, kids her age. I'm 30. She's 24. She just dropped out of university because she said it was just, she doesn't want to work. She wants to raise beautiful babies and not be a feminist. So anyway, she checks all these boxes, but we're living together and our lease is coming up in a month. What I told her is, you know, it's not up to me to pick and choose what parts of the Bible we should follow. You know, the scripture is what the scripture is. We shouldn't be living together if we're not married. So I wanted your input. I feel pretty confident that she's the one that I'd like to get married with her, to her. Do we push the marriage thing or do we move out and separate and do that and, you know, pursue marriage down the line?
When you said that you wanted her to do what with the Lord, fear the Lord or something you said?
I want her to be a good Christian because she is attracted towards God on her own volition,
mm-hmm.
not because, you know, I'm pushing and encouraging her to. So that's kind of hard. You know, I can't say, get up, we're going to church.
Right.
I mean, I can't say that, but, if we're married, it'd be a different situation. But my point is I kind of left this out as a test, and going to women's Bible study groups, going to church constantly, reading scripture on her own. She seems like a genuine, sincere believer.
So you dated for 3 years and you've been living together for 2 years?
Dated for five, living together for two.
With all that time, why haven't you already married her?
I dragged my feet, and I think I continually had excuses like, I want to make X amount of money first, and I want to make sure I'm in this secure position, and I really just came up with excuses. I don't have any reason, like, against her to, like, wait.
Have she gone and forgiven her mother?
She has, yeah.
She forgave her mother?
Yeah, that was an interesting situation.
You've been dating for a long time, and you've been living together for 2 years. It's interesting that you have not already married her after dating so long and then living together for 2 years. Here's what I recommend. Do what you want, of course. I recommend that you separate. Don't live together. Don't not date and all that. Do not stop dating.
Yeah.
But that you don't live together for 1 year and really see where she's coming from and see where you're coming from. And you will see, and no sex. No living together, no sex for 1 year and see what happens.
Yeah, well, we've been living together, but for the past year, we haven't had sex, and that is a hard one, Jesse. But I think in ways it's made me love her more.
So then I don't understand why there's question about marrying her then.
Well, I guess if I, like, just narrow it down, it's like, should I do we need to move out first before we get married? The past year I've learned a lot and had, I guess, kind of the spiritual awakening, and I've realized that a lot of the things that I never questioned I've been doing wrong. So living with her, I don't want to skip, you know, certain beats. I want to be thorough and do things the way, you know, it's intended in Christianity. And so I guess that's what I was asking is, you know, is it something I could just, you know, just push right now, or take our time, go through more trials?
Are you able to call me back on this tomorrow? Because something is missing on this.
Yeah.
Can you call me? And then I'll take your call as soon as you call in.
Yes, sir.
Okay, call me back on this tomorrow. I'm out of time, and I don't want to rush through this conversation and not give you my best advice on it.
I appreciate you, Jesse.
All right, you're welcome, buddy. Call me back
and
tomorrow.
And, hey, that guy, get a job, man. I got to give him a shout-out. That guy is awesome.
I know. He's back.
He's been such funny stuff and obviously puts a lot of time in. Yeah. And you guys give him good content. It's perfect partnership right there.
Right on. So call me tomorrow, man. All right, but I appreciate you.
Okay. All right, bye-bye.
Bye now. I'm out of time. The Hake Report coming up now. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11. 9 to 11 Pacific time. And then Joy of Friday TV. And then the American Anchor Baby after Joy of Friday TV. Thank you all for your super chat. Don't forget to donate tomorrow. We got a lot of more. We got about some few more little items of equipment and some things to do. And we'll be done with the equipment part. It's going to be amazing. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com, or call 800-411-BARN to make a donation. They are tax deductible, all right? Get on that straight and narrow, folks. Really. And also, I thank you all for helping us, too, for helping us so that we can help others, all right? As you've been helped, thank you. Do the silent prayer. Stay with it. Stay conscious, and you'll be fine. Really, stay present instead of lost in your head. Forgive. Never hold anything against anyone. There's never a reason to. And there's never a reason to be angry. All right. Tomorrow is Bible Thumper Thursday. What the?
Amazing.
I'll be back tomorrow if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Have a good day. The Hake Report is coming now. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Other than sex, I wonder, why would a man even need a woman today? Women don't know how to cook. They don't know how to clean. They're in competition with men. They don't want to be wives and mothers. Some want to get married, but they don't want to live in that proper position of life. Because the only purpose of marriage is to have a family. And that's been known forever. And so if you don't want to have children, there is no need to get married. And so I was wondering, why would a man even get married today? I never thought I'd see the day when women would be come out of her natural role and be like a man. Even though she hate that role, when she was with a man that's weak, she hate him. But if he try to be strong, she'll stop it. I never imagined that. You're seeing good destroyed and abnormal is presented as normal.